Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Go, go, White Sox! Let's go, 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 White Sox!
Let's talk to the Hall of Famer, good old number 35, Frank Thomas. Good morning, Frank. You might as well weigh in on the Bears, too. Everybody else is.
Good morning. Good morning, Bob and Dave. Wearing on the Bears, they're going to be just fine. They just played one of the best defenses of all of football. And bottom line, they play the Rams and the Cleveland Browns, two teams who could find themselves, you know, playing for a Super Bowl this year. So don't get too concerned. Young quarterbacks, you see it all over the league. It takes a while before you're ready to be a starter in this league.
Can we set up a meeting between Big Hurt and OB?
Yeah.
Ed Obradovich.
Mr. Optimism here. Hey, Frank, maybe the Bears need that Verilux lens you talk about to improve their vision.
You got that right. The world's number one progressive lens is Verilux. And I can tell you right now, it's really helped change my eyesight, man. Because, you know, when I played, I took my vision for granted. You know, I was 20/10. And then around 45, you know, I couldn't look at the newspaper or look at a menu and go like, wait a minute, everything's blurred. So it happens overnight. It's very common. It's called presbyopia, the eye condition of old eyes. And I tell everyone, over 40, please go with your eye care provider, get your eyes checked. It's very common, and get some progressive lenses like I have. You know, they look great on TV, and they're really stylish nowadays. So wearing glasses, progressive lenses has been great for me.
Maybe that's what I need to get me out of my 16-inch softball slump that I've been in the past seven years or so.
Yes.
Try that.
Need some help.
Frank, if you and Ozzie Guillen go out on a comedy tour, who would open and who would be the headliner?
Oh, he's Gladys Knight. I'm the pimp. You know, this guy just, he lives for comedy 24/7. That's just him. And, but we have a good relationship. We've been together 12 years, you know, as a manager, as a player. So, you know, we have a relationship. I know when he's going to go there and what's coming, because I just know Ozzy very well, and we have a great time on TV together.
Yeah, and you know what? Garfine does a good job separating you. He really does. Yeah.
Our Chuck is special with us. He knows something's going to happen every day, and we have fun doing it.
You know who else was hanging out with those guys last week or so? Is Mark Harmon, one of our guys.
Yeah,
that's right.
And we had fun with Mark.
Yeah, he
Mark
said... He, you know, he's used to being between Hampton and OB, so I think it was like a holiday to be with you guys.
He loved it. He really loved it. He was smiling and laughing about it in the show. He was like, this is fun.
Hey, Frank, do you anticipate Lucas Giolito getting the start in game one of the playoffs, and would he be your guy?
Well, if he's healthy, it wouldn't scare me to start him, because he has that devastating changeup, and he's a veteran now, and he knows how to pitch, so... the guy I'm looking at right now is Dylan Cease. Mm-hmm. You know, he's averaging between 9 and 12 strikeouts a game. He's starting to use his changeup a little more. He reminds me of a young Justin Verlander, is who he reminds me of. So next couple of years, you'll see that maturation, but I'm not afraid to put him in the number one spot either. You know, we got Lance Lynn, we got Cease, and Giolito. I'm not afraid to put any one of those guys out there game one.
Is Rodon going to be healthy for the playoffs?
He concerns me. You know, he's had a lot of injuries. He's logged a lot of, you know, innings this year. He's just not healthy right now. And one incredible breakout season, but when you throw everything hard slider, hard fastball, and log so many innings like you never have in the big leagues, they make you wonder. He might be a little stressed. He could be a little tired, but he's still got one hell of a future, and this year was his breakout season.
The guy you didn't mention there was Dallas Keuchel, who obviously has had his struggles, but last couple times out, maybe he's been a little better. I know he's going to pitch this afternoon, and I guess it kind of comes down to what the Sox decide their needs are when the playoffs open, right?
I just worry about guys going against their ex-teams. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
But Dallas is a pro. We face Houston in the first round. Do you want him to pitch against his former teammates who know him very well? So that's what it comes down to. It depends how many lefties are going to stack up in there. But I love Dallas Keuchel, and he's a big game pitcher, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's pitching one of those games. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's put into a bullpen around the first round.
You know, it kind of looked
through the first round.
It kind of looked, Frank, last week like catching Houston for the two seed was was going to be pretty much sealed. It wasn't going to happen. But now they've gotten in a bad spell here where they got walked off a couple times over the weekend by Oakland. It's three games with six to go. It's still not a real sure bet, but at least the White Sox go into this final week with a mathematical chance. I mean, but you still have to set up your pitching, right? So how much do you put into this week to try to catch them?
And that's the problem. Do Tony stress his pitching this week just to get a better seed, mm-hmm. or would you rest guys, get guys ready to ring the bell come October 7th? And I think that's more important than anything right now. If they go out and keep the pitching the way they got it right now and win six in a row, I'm all for it. But I would not stress the staff right now, because when you're facing a Houston Astros team with a chance of a home field advantage, the pitcher's got to be at their best.
Frank, once the playoffs start, are you going to be doing work for the network? Are you still going to be on NBC Sports Chicago? What's going to happen?
Well, I'm national at that point, but I'm sure I'll do a lot of phoners just like this with the guys, or some Zoom work to keep things lively in Chicago with the three of us.
Hey, you know what? I mean, I got to have my my comedy fulfilled, so I'm going to be looking for the Sox pre- and post-game with you and Ozzie.
Exactly. Well, don't worry. Ozzie's not going to change, so you'll get a steady dose of Ozzie in the playoffs.
Frank Thomas, always good talking to you, and stay healthy, and again, congratulations on the good work on television, Frank.
Thanks, Bob and Dave. And once again, I want to say Verilux.com. Get those the worldwide number one progressive lens.
Yeah, I gotta get in touch with them before the softball season starts next year.
Yes, it will help the game, Bob.
I need it. Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Good talking to you.
Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Take care.
Thank you.
8:55 right now.
You really think it's going to help you?
At this point, I'm going to try anything. I haven't pulled the ball in 7 years. I can't hit for power anymore. It's very frustrating. I hit the ball well many times, but everybody knows I just go right up the middle now. And in softball, you know, you have the short center, so I'm out. Anyway, on this day in 2017, the defending World Series champion Cubs clinched the NL Central when they beat the Cardinals. And now, how many games have the Cardinals won in a row now?
Cardinals have won 16 in a row. It's really pretty amazing, because they were, remember, for the first half of the season, at the All-Star break, they were a 500 team. And now they've clinched at least a tie for the second wild card in the National League. They're going to play the Dodgers in the wild card game, unless the Dodgers can overtake. They're going to play one of those teams. The Dodgers or the Giants, the two best teams in baseball, basically. And do you think either of them wants to play St. Louis right now?
Well, they're due to lose.
Yeah, but they have six games left.
I know.
They could go into the playoffs on a 22-game winning streak, which would be I believe that would tie them for the longest streak in the modern era, or close to it. I mean,
the depressing thing is at the trade deadline, they were behind the Cubs,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. They were a game or two under 500. I think they were right at 500 right around the break, and they just, at the right time, they caught fire.
I think it was Paul Sullivan in the Trib who wrote today that the season is 162 games. It's not over at the All-Star break or trade deadline. So, thought for the day.